Well, the USDA has released their monthly world ag supply and demand estimate and ended up lowering their ending stock figure for corn by 150 million bushels. That figure is now at 1.481 billion, which still might sound like a lot, but is well below what the market had expected at 2 billion bushels.
This is the third consecutive month that USDA has lowered the ending stocks projection. So we're not running out of corn, but it looks like stocks are going to be much tighter than we thought just 2 or 3 months ago.
Those comments from ag economist Darrell Good, who said the USDA has also now increased their price estimate for corn, and he said he thinks it's going to be a pretty stable year.
The projection now is for the marketing year average price at the midpoint at $4.70. And that's about what we've averaged, I think, during the first 4 months of the marketing year. So on the surface, it suggests that USDA is expecting prices basically to hold current levels for much of the remaining part of the marketing year.
Well, we've already seen volatility in the price for dairy. And because of that, I asked market specialist Mike North from First Capital Ag what he's recommending as far as dairy strategy.
A strategy that allows you to do something with the current prices, yet at the same time keeps the door open for better opportunity on the upside. Let's face it, we're not in a new era of pricing. We're in a new era of volatility. And things, when they move so quickly, it's hard to wrap your head around why and where they're going to end up. And at the end of the day, you have to be prepared for that. And so strategies that give you that kind of flexibility are very prudent.
Well, the clock is ticking on our state legislative session, and agriculture is still looking to move two bills forward. One is Senate Bill 302, which became necessary when the Supreme Court had a ruling in 2011 that brought some uncertainty to DNR and high-capacity wells. Jordan Lamb said this is something that really does need to be resolved.
It provides DNR with the framework from which they can review wells. So it specifies which wells get a full environmental review and which wells don't. It specifies that certain wells are designated by the legislature as more environmentally sensitive. So if they're near an outstanding or exceptional resource water or a trout stream or a spring, the DNR must review them with full environmental review. Wells that are outside of that, DNR can use a much less stringent review process.
Well, how well are we doing on the markets? Well, not a good day for barrels as they drop down 11¾ cents to 206¼ cents per pound. Blocks remained at 210½ cents per pound, while AA butter lost a penny and a half to $1.75. Class 3 prices, though, held their own. February 23.11, March did drop 8 to 20.73, while April was off 4 at 19.55. Board of Trade, March corn down a penny and a half, 440 a bushel. May, penny and a quarter lower at 445¾ cents. Beans for March off 11¾ at 13.22¾ cents. May, down to 13.09¼ cents. And March wheat dropped 3¼ to 586. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 85 to 102, the top at 106. Most of the slaughter cows, 65 to 84, with slaughter bulls, 82 to 104, your top at 111. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to 132. Holstein steers to $1.17. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 245. Heifer calves, 60 to 185. And those feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And that is your agricultural update. Don't forget, for more farm news and markets, just go to our website, wsau.com/agriculture. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.